Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dan Mosier, talking about some new genomic data coming for the Angus breed in just a moment.
From humble beginnings more than 85 years ago, Mueller Incorporated has grown to become the leading manufacturer of steel buildings and residential metal roofing in the Southwest. Our company is still headquartered in Ballinger, the small West Texas town where it was founded, but we've grown to more than 30 locations. What has been the key factor in that growth? Innovation. At Mueller, innovation requires thinking outside the metal box. We always strive to be better than we were yesterday. By doing that, we've uncovered new technology and have discovered that strength doesn't come from what you can do, it comes from what you once thought was impossible. From simple barns to highly complex commercial projects, a Mueller structure is manufactured with longevity, durability, and customer satisfaction in mind. You can rest assured that your Mueller metal roof or steel building will withstand the test of time. Here at Mueller, we're making it better, we're making it stronger, and we're making it right here in America. Give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER to get started on your Mueller project today.
The end of this week, May 31st, a big day for Angus cattle producers as the new dollar value indexes will go live. Angus Genetics President Dan Mosier says these updated dollar values are going to be invaluable to cattle producers that are using Angus Genetics.
Dollar values have been around since 2004 and have served the industry very well, but the organization felt it was time to update the dollar values with improved models and better characterized cattle for today's economic conditions.
Mosier says the changes were brought about by the implementation of the 2016 long-range strategic Angus plan.
So there's a number of decisions that the Breed Improvement Committee made based on information that staff presented. One was an update to the Dollar B model to change the model to better reflect current endpoints. Obviously, the weight of cattle harvested today is a lot different than it was in 2004, so we want to make sure the endpoints are correct, and so that's being updated in the model. As well, the economic inputs, things like marbling premiums are being increased, knowing that high-percentage Angus cattle are going to be marketed on a high-quality grid.
While changes in Dollar B won't be as noticeable, you will notice a big change on the maternal side.
Another change is transitioning from the current Dollar W or wean calf value index to a new Dollar M or maternal index. It's going to add a lot more traits to that particular index than what we currently have in Dollar W. When Dollar W was created, we didn't have EPDs for things like heifer pregnancy. Even the calving ease evaluation was relatively new, and so birth weight was included instead of calving ease. So we're going to add calving ease, heifer pregnancy, docility, and foot score data into the maternal index to better define efficiency in a commercial cow-calf environment.
And Mosier says with time comes change as well as the phasing out of unnecessary values.
We will be removing a couple of the dollar values that were found to be redundant, dollars QG or quality grade and dollar YG for yield grade, because those correlated very highly with the EPDs that we currently provide. The relationship between marbling EPD and dollar QG is almost a perfect correlation. There's very little new information there. Since that information is being reflected more accurately in the new dollar F, dollar G, and dollar B, we thought it made sense to drop those off the chart. We'll also be rounding dollar values to whole dollar units rather than to the cents, the nickels and pennies, if you will. That it didn't make sense to go to that degree of precision. We can rank the cattle appropriately with whole dollar units, and it just basically taking up additional space on papers and on screens. So it felt that it was just logical to round those to whole dollar units.
And according to Dan Mosier, the future looks bright for Angus Genetics and the genomic information that will be available for the cattle industry. They're currently developing a balanced index to be released in June of 2020.
The final addition that's made to Angus dollar values is the construction of a balanced index that combines both maternal and terminal traits together. That was something that was identified in the 2016 long-range strategic plan. The timeline for that is a little bit longer because we know that we need to spend some time and effort on an educational program to get breeders up to speed on these values and how to use them. And so this will be rolled out in June of 2020, a little more than a year from now. But in the meanwhile, we'll be providing a lot of educational materials about how to use these balanced indexes and how they're constructed.
For additional information on the dollar values, you can visit angus.org/index for the most up-to-date information. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Around here, John Deere starts with P&K, and we're proud to be Oklahoma's largest John Deere dealer with 16 locations in Oklahoma and another two in Arkansas. Our tractor lineup is stacked with capacity and versatility. We've got the largest selection, the lowest industry prices, and top-notch service. It's all a part of the P&K experience. We're changing what it means to really own your John Deere tractor. At P&K, you can afford it. So stop by or visit us online at pkequipment.com. You'll find the tractor you need at the price you want.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.